Late nights with Travis.
With Travis and Lowe's.
With Travis and Lowe's.
Late nights with Travis and Lowe's.
Hey, man.
Yo.
How are you?
I'm good. It's raining.
It's raining. So, have you ever checked our email address?
3 times.
You have?
Yes.
I set it up so we could launch a Twitter account or something.
And Simplecast.
And and pay for hosting.
Yeah.
And I never logged back in.
I've checked it 3 times.
Yeah, was there anything good in it?
It's mostly like Twitter notifications.
Yeah. I checked it this week.
What was in it?
Some gems.
Oh, no.
Some gems. Yeah, yeah.
We've been neglecting, and we tell them every...
We're like, hey, write to us, guys. We love you. And then they write to us, and we don't even know about it. So
we're a bunch of plebs.
We're plebs. So we've got a few anniversaries happening right now and a few milestones. You know, it's the new year. You know, we just hit 50 episodes. We have a whole year of podcasting under our belts. I thought this might be an interesting time for us to look back.
Let's look back
and see what we missed, and kind of give a little bit of honor and gratitude to the people who have been supporting us for this long time.
I'm so excited right now.
Okay, so I have a few messages here, and they're dates. Okay.
Okay.
So this first one is from March of 2015. Yeah, from March. Right. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it's going on about. We talked about how creation is about copying, transforming, right. Modifying, things like that. And Andres gives a bunch of really great references, kind of like really holds a good conversation.
Man. Have you responded to any of these people?
I did respond to a number of them.
Okay.
But he ends, it says, thanks for sharing your thoughts and ideas. Thanks for letting us all be flies on the wall. Yeah. And, I mean, his. You can see how long his email is here. Like, it's not just like a quick note.
It's like a 500-word
email. He put a lot of thought into
Man,
it.
Man, I feel so bad right now.
Yeah. Quotes Picasso. Good artist copy, great artist steal.
Yeah.
And just in support. So this episode is going to be not just us reading, congratulatory emails, but also remembering back the episodes. Do you remember what episode that was from?
I know.
There's one that was called Why We Create, but I don't think that was what this is about.
No.
But I do remember we talked about the creative process of combining, transforming, and copying.
Yeah.
And that's a good episode. I'll look up all the references in the show notes of this episode, so you can like have a good smorgasbord of our like past hits.
Okay.
So it'll be kind of fun. Okay, so this next one is from April 2015. Hey Trav,
I'm just laughing at like how hard we dropped the ball.
Just so yeah, April and March. Yeah, I'm writing an email because a tweet is not long enough to express how much I enjoy your podcast.
I'm gonna intercept here because I think Twitter is increasing their character limit.
Yeah. I was listening to the goals episode today, and it hit so close to home that I had to let you know. How to set. So this is from the episode called Set and Achieve Better Goals. This is the one that you hosted, I believe.
Okay.
I'm 26 years old. First time writing, it feels weird. And I'm currently trying to pivot my career from a mechanical engineering into something that I enjoy and that will allow me to be more creative and independent. I've been teaching myself programming in my free time for the last 6 months, and I've been in this weird position where I'm not a beginner anymore, but still don't know what I'm doing. Recently, I've decided to quit my decent but soulless and boring engineering job and travel around Asia with my girlfriend and get inspired by other cultures and places. That's a pretty cool decision.
Yeah.
I wish I was that brave. I never did anything like that. Although I wanted to be a hobo for a long time.
We've talked about this.
Yeah. When I come back, or when I decide to stay there, I will focus on getting an entry-level job in web development or something that will allow me to further develop my skills. I just want to say thank you for the podcast. It constantly encourages me and inspires me and keeps me the learning and hustling in those days when I feel like everything is just too hard and I might be wasting my time. So cheers from Manchester, United Kingdom, and keep up the good work. P.S. I also add to my to-do list tasks that I've already completed just so I can cross them off because it feels so good.
Man.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That's a good episode. Yeah. That's the one that you hosted was called Set and Achieve Better Goals.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like such like a, I don't know, It's a really good anniversary gift to me, to you.
Yeah, this is good. It's a nice present.
Uh-huh, because we also...
We should do this every year. Ignore for a year.
We're going to ignore emails for a year. That's a good way to control expectational debt. Ignore emails for a year.
Yeah.
It's fun because, you know, we get to be reminded of old episodes that we've done and also see how it impacts the lives of our listeners.
Yeah.
So that's from Mauro. Cool. And this next one is from Hakir in May. May 2nd. Hello. I also do the Everyman Sleep for about half a year now.
Whoa.
I never knew this. I could have used a friend a few times.
It'll be a year now if he's still on it.
If he's still doing this, yeah, because this was in May. About you telling that the problem is hard when you get up and it's still dark, I had the same problem. Oh, look at this. The pineal gland produces a serotonin in response to light, so it's best and much more easy to wake up when there's light in the room. The best color temperature is as close to daylight as you can get, around 6,500 kelvins. So, also some advice. And he talks about, like, you can use different, like, electronics, like a timed light switch and things like that. Thanks for the work you do on your YouTube channel and in the podcast. Maybe an opportunity to talk about polyphasic sleep a bit. So he wants more about polyphasic.
We did
4 hours of that or something.
Yeah,
it was like an hour each. We did 2 hours of polyphasic sleep.
It was like an hour and a half. Yeah.
But it's interesting. Since we recorded that, you've become a polyphasic sleeper.
I have.
Are you still keeping up with it?
Yes, and I want this mechanical time relay switch that he's talking about.
Oh, yeah?
Because it makes sense, because for the naps in the middle of the night, I turn all the lights on,
uh-huh.
and I lay down on the couch.
Yeah, yeah. I sleep on the couch for my naps.
Yeah, mm-hmm. with all the lights on, so that it's easier for me to, like, open my eyes.
Do you have a night mask?
I have a night mask.
Yeah, yeah. It's the same.
Yeah.
So you just hit the alarm, and then you pull the night mask off, and then all of a sudden the lights are on.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I do.
I enjoy that. He's done a little bit more scientific approach to what's the best light to wake you up.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Well, I have
like nice, like...
I just have a night
light.
A night light?
Yeah.
it's a Elmo night light.
Yeah. Hi. Wake up, Los. <All
right. laughs> Okay. This next one is in June, June 23rd, from Vlad. Hey guys, I know you love tweets, but 140 characters is just not enough for me. Smiley happy face. I love this episode, and he was talking about burnout, what it is, and how to avoid and overcome it. And that was back in June. I couldn't stand but mention how much the conclusion resonated with me. It's up to us. Even the "I don't care, make it fun" story. That's what you told, right?
Yeah.
Well, who said "I don't care, make it fun"? Was that your dad or someone?
I don't remember.
I remember that was a pretty good story. It was like somebody was like, "Oh, I'm not having any fun right now," and the sensei in the story, you know, was just like, "Doesn't just make it fun.
Yeah.
Just get the work done. Doesn't matter." That conclusion pushes towards it. It's up to us. Things are not fun or boring in and of themselves. It's what we choose to make of them, and that it's up to us. We can change our perspective. We can choose to give priority to one or the other aspect, and it's up to us. Of course, this applies to burnout too. It applies to everything else. This is from Vlad. Really cool.
Yeah.
I think it resonated with me so deeply. Since a couple of years now, my status message on GChat and Skype and real life is this: if it's not fun, don't do it. Or make it fun.
That's so good.
I've accepted that this is for myself, and it's super empowering. It's super empowering to realize that your entire existence is up to you, and it only goes astray if you forget this. Thank you so much for sharing this late nights. That's a good note. I like that.
Man, these are so cool.
I like how they're like specific episodes. Like, remember, like, you know, like this episode, burnout, what it is and how to overcome it.
Yeah.
Good. That was back in June. Okay, let's go to another one. There's a few of these, so I'm going kind of fast. This is actually Vlad again. It's the next episode in July.
Yes.
Thank you for the show. I enjoyed it a lot. I often find myself wanting to comment on a specific episode. I know you love tweets, by the way, regarding the latest episode. Okay. For a while, he just deriding us for removing our comment section. Okay, let's go back to down to the meat. Regarding the most recent episode, which is travelandlos.com/23, steal a college education. I remember that one. That was one where we were talking on the phone. You called me at work, and we had a podcast.
Yeah.
While I was walking around the work, and that was where the word twerping came from.
Twerping.
I can't believe what amazing detail and nuance can be found in the subject of learning. I'm fond of this subject myself and greatly enjoyed you dissecting it. Travis also touched on something really deep near the end of the episode, that everything we really need is free. the fundamental things that we humans need, like relationships, are free. And when we get those, the internet can yield everything else.
Yeah, it's true.
Just torrent your happiness. That's what I do. If I'm feeling sad, I just torrent some happiness. Again, thanks for sharing this and enjoy your day. Again, that was Vlad again in July. So a month later, he writes. He doesn't stop. He's good. This is from Mark in August. Hey guys, love the show. Here's my question, but first an intro. I've been juggling a couple clients lately with two on the back burner waiting. With deadlines around the corner, I'm trying to get things done, but only to prepare to start new ones. This one has been my schedule since February, because keep in mind, it's August.
Yeah.
of last year.
Dang.
Finish a current project, then start new ones right away. I can't complain because the clients have been constant, but a couple of things I'd like to ask. Now on to the question. Aside from the current and upcoming projects, I also have a family and a normal, if there is such a thing, day job. I have kept a very strict daily schedule to make this work and without sacrificing family and job time. I hope to one day leap from corporate world to self-business and doing what I love, helping local startups and small organizations and giving them a chance online. I would also like to level up and learn more. Where's the question? I would also like to level up and learn more skills and have been putting off this, you know, when this project is finished or when I have free time excuses for months. I have a list of what I want and need to learn. So here's the question, I guess. Any suggestions on how to manage these things according to your daily time? I understand your priorities are the main things, but what have you guys done with these type of situations? You guys inspire and encourage me. Thank you for all you have done and continually do. So he's managing a lot of things. Sounds like he has a lot of expectational debt.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you asked this question in August, because here in January, we have an episode for you.
Oh,
check out travinlos.com/ it'll be
52.
This will be 53. Okay. So check out last week's episode about expectational debt. It sounds like you have a lot as well. And a lot of, and some of that is you're putting it on yourself. So you have things that you want to learn, and you also have things that your employer needs and your family needs, and therefore you kind of have a lot on your plate. So
focus on the right things.
Yeah. You know, I was listening to a podcast called The Accidental Creative, which is one of my very favorites. It's by Todd Henry, and he had Cal Newport.
Okay.
Do you know Cal Newport? You read his book, right?
Yep.
What's it called? So Good They Can't Ignore you.
Yeah.
Cal Newport. He said something that like made me stop and write it down immediately.
Mm.
I love it when that happens. Somebody, I'm walking down the street or whatever, and somebody says something, and I'm like, oh, give me a pen. You know, I need it right now. He said that focus is the new IQ.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's in the new economy that's happening right now, this new creative economy, people that can focus themselves, can work for an extended amount of time on one problem,
mm-hmm.
are more valuable than smart people. It's the new IQ. It's the new way to judge how good you are.
And the reason behind this is because distractions are at the highest in our history.
Oh my gosh.
And we've talked about this.
Yeah, we have. That's a great yeah. attachment, you know, a great insight to attach to this whole focus thing.
Yeah.
But I love how he says that. Like you know, you used to be like, how smart are you? But now it's not. How good can you work?
Yeah. How well can you focus?
Uh-huh. Which leads back to a comment that you made in the last episode about how hard work can outdo talent.
Yeah.
You know? So what if you're smart? So what if you're naturally inclined to do good work?
Yeah.
I can outwork you. I can just make more and work harder than you.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, so...
level up.
Level up, Mark. Just kidding, buddy. I'm sure you've got it figured out by now. but yeah, check out that episode. So this next one is from Michal from the Czech Republic, and this is from September.
Okay.
Hey guys, I'm a big fan of your podcasts. I'm thinking about starting my own. So I would like to ask you, what kind of microphone and hardware in general do you use? Thanks. This is actually fun because we've gone through a few iterations.
Yeah.
We first started with just using this one. It's called a Blue Spark Digital
microphone.
We started just both using it. Yeah. And then I bought my own that I was using for my video production.
Yeah.
And we had this, like, two mic setup going on for a little bit. But it was hard because the mics had a different tonal quality.
Yes.
I usually sounded a lot more tinny and hollow than you.
Yeah.
This Blue Spark has a nice, robust, got a warm feel.
It does have a...
Now, and I forgot my mic at home one time.
Yeah.
this is not too long ago, maybe like 2 months ago.
Yep.
And we kind of huddled up on this one, and it was like one of the nicer recordings that we made. Yeah. So, and we actually have a pretty long tradition of people complaining about our audio.
Yeah,
so,
we do.
So like we just huddle up now on this little Blue Spark Digital.
We huddle up. We're like 8 inches from each other's face.
Loving it. All right, this last one was sent in to us in October, and it's kind of funny because we don't like we never knew about them.
Oh my goodness!
The reason people don't write us a lot is because we definitely don't answer. But when you do, look at this. We have like a whole little message. Okay,
do you know how to read that name?
I do not know how to do this name. You want to try it?
Mircha Bogdan Stenshu.
I'll buy that for $1.
Okay.
This was sent in October 7th. I just love it. I love the formatting. I love how I feel like I'm in a bar listening to my friends speak. I love the amount of information I get in every episode. I love it when sometimes you let the music play at the end of the episode so that I can take a moment to digest it. Lowe's is pointing to his face. That's his signature.
I had a hypothesis that's what people wanted.
Yeah, it's been good.
Yes!
It's been good. Yeah, that was a good move. You guys are great. Because of your enthusiasm, I am motivated to change my career and be a part of this wonderful community. Hope for the best. Take care.
Mircha.
That was good, right?
That's so good.
What was that one called? It was called Silent something?
The one that I extended, it was called, I think it was the one on distractions. The Loss of Thought.
The Loss of Thought.
Yeah.
That was a good episode. And you were talking about how we don't like pause and think enough and things like that, and then the episode was literally like 5 minutes long.
Yeah,
and you put another 10 minutes on the episode of just music, like meditation kind of music.
Yeah,
so that the listener could just like not have the next episode just show up and start going on, because like when I'm listening to podcasts and people like do like 10 seconds of outro music and then the next episode starts right away.
Yeah.
But you gave that breath, and I really liked it when I was walking, and I listened to the whole song, and like when it finally ended, I was like, oh, it ended.
Yeah,
like I didn't, you know what I mean? Like you're going to this little like space.
The goal was like everything is trying to get your attention to get in your way, and like if we really were creating for you, the listener, and we really had empathy for you, the goal was to get out of your way and let you have that space back.
Right.
So what we did is we reserved that space for you so you can have it, because you're setting expectations to listen to the next one, and we're saying, no, take the time to listen to your, and meditate and have some headspace.
Slow down.
Yeah.
Take the time. So, that was that episode. Okay, this has been a really fun way to look back and also to celebrate people who have been supporting us this year. It's been a fun year. What was your... Let's just do some reminiscing right now. Let's do a few minutes of looking back, and maybe we can even, if we go down that road, postulate on some what we want to be doing. Okay. So, what was your favorite episode this year?
My favorite episode... Oh, man.
My favorite episodes are the ones that I host. just saying. Just putting it out there. We're all thinking it.
Oh, man. Let's see here.
I'll say the Full Process Designer was a good one. That one got a lot of good reviews, and I think it helped me most of all. I don't know if it helped anybody else, but it helped me really define myself. And that was when I was going through the motions when I was interviewing with Google.
Yeah.
And so when Google asked me those questions for the most intense interviews I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
What kind of a creator are you? I was able to give them a really smart and quick and well thought out answer right away.
Right, right.
And so I think because of that, how it armed me, you know what I mean? It's one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah, I'll tell you which one's my favorite.
Yeah.
I like that one, and I like the reason for why you like it too.
Okay.
Right. I think it's really cool that it's something that like strengthened.
It's like a personal outcome.
Strengthened you. And it was an outcome of you focusing and sitting down and pontificating.
Yes.
On what design is for you, and like what is a designer now?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you start with this theory of like a full stack developer. Like, well, what's the synonym to that for a designer?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's cool. And I think it speaks to like focus. And how that's the new IQ.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Focus is the new IQ. Isn't that cool?
It's cool. Okay, let me tell you why this one is my favorite one. It's the one that I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
So I love trying new things. I love being creative and experimental, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of times I have these ideas, and I had this idea, and I was inspired and had this idea to make an episode for this podcast that was more of a story, right?
So let me just jump on this one. because after I said mine, I was going to make, but my favorite one that you did is the one that you're talking about now. So like I'm all for this one too.
The episode's called Sometimes We Fail Hard.
Yeah.
Right? And the reason I liked it is because I had this idea, I was inspired, I went and got a book, the book that's on your shelf at home that you haven't read yet.
I have so much expectation of that.
I read through it, I made tons of notes, and it was the first time that I was like, I have an idea. And the first time with the podcast, like, I have an idea. I kind of understand how to podcast now. I found my voice, my tone. I can develop an opinion, which is one of my goals at the beginning of podcasting.
Interesting.
It was to develop an opinion.
I think, right? I remember you saying that.
Yeah. So now I'm good at developing an opinion and then simplifying it and delivering it, right?
Yes.
So I wanted to kick it up a notch. Was how can I deliver an emotion by way of a story?
Yeah.
Right? And so Sometimes We Fail Hard was trying to deliver this emotion of failing, and then the birth of like success within that failure.
Yeah. For almost the same reasons, but for me it has a different perspective.
Okay.
So I'm your co-host.
Right.
And what that means a lot of the time is trust.
Yeah.
I have to trust you.
Yeah.
That you're gonna represent me.
Yeah, that's
well,
true. That's
right?
True.
Like this, like when I show my podcast to somebody, I'm saying this is what I'm interested in. This is how I represent myself.
Yeah.
And if the most recent episode sucks, that's bad.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So like there's a lot of like pressure, I guess, or a lot of like just trust I give to you to say, Los, I want you to represent me well.
Yeah.
It's my personal brand. I need you to take care of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I walked out of that recording session thinking like Los just effed me up. He just sucked. He just like failed on me or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever it was, you know, like he did not do a good job.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, but you know, it is what it is. And Los is my friend, and I'm going to support him in his failure right now. And it's just a week, you know. And then like the next week we'll get a good episode. Yeah. We'll make sure it's a good one. And then the surprise on that Tuesday morning when it was like this amazing episode that I listened to like four times that day. And I just like, it was really, really a delight to have that surprise. So it had similar reasons, but a different experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Yes.
So that's my favorite.
Uh-huh.
That's my favorite. And then I would say that the following one would be Full Process Designer, because it was insightful to like what I've been trying to like define myself as a designer.
Uh-huh. Right?
And there wasn't anything out there that defined who I was until you defined what Full Process Designer was.
Right.
It's like you and I went to a Dribbble meetup, and the idea and term of polymath was introduced to me, and it resonated with me because I'm like, yeah, that's more of like akin to what I want to be.
Yeah.
Right.
It's nice when somebody gives you language that you needed the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
You're like, this language will help me to be able to talk about myself better.
Yeah, yes.
And it's really empowering.
It is empowering.
Let's talk about some guests that we've had on.
Okay. We've had Jared Arundu.
Jared Arundu recently.
Right.
Who I've been a very big fan of for a long time. And if you listen back to our episode, I think like some of the best stuff we weren't even recording.
I know.
Jared is such a cool guy. Yeah. And like we were just hanging out with him after the recording, and we took him back down to the train station, and we were just hanging out on the platform for a while. Just
had a good chat.
Yeah, it was a really, really cool guy. But his insights and his story was particularly strong stuff, especially because what he's talking about a lot of the time during the course of our interviewing phase, not so much afterwards, but he was talking about how he grew up dealing with a lot of you know, I guess difficulties or what's the word, like prejudice, I guess?
Yeah. You know,
because of his age, because of his race, and his, was it something about his income? I knew he grew up in New York. I don't know if that was like rich New York or poor New York. Yeah. Anyway, Jared's the super boss, and check out that episode. We also had Jonathan Cutrell, who's my friend for a while. I've been on his podcast. He's been on my YouTube show, and then now on our podcast. He's a great thinker.
Yeah, he is.
If I talk to Jonathan about anything, I mean, we like to hit those kind of like philosophical kind of points, and he's just right on he's our peer, and maybe even better than us on that, those kind of things.
Yeah.
And we also had Travis.
We had McCleary.
Remember Travis? Was that in 2015?
That was 2015.
That was pretty early on.
Yeah.
Travis McCleary at the time was working at Evernote. Where is he at now? He's at
Netflix.
He's at Netflix. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he had a lot of insights about getting your first job and you know, like putting in that hustle. Because like working at Evernote and Netflix, those are like pretty big names. I'm assuming most, if not all, of our listeners have heard of those companies, right?
Yep.
But he was from the Midwest and didn't have like a lot of those kind of like big city opportunities.
Correct.
And just like hustled his way up and out, you know?
He leveled up.
He did level up, yeah. And like the way, I remember one story he told about he met somebody online that he that looked up to, and they said, "Let me show your his portfolio." And he was like in the middle of like a trip or something.
Yeah,
and he was like, "Can I stop in your city and present to you?"
Or whatever the story was. Yeah.
It was like really aggressive and taking a big chance.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I really liked what he had. Do we have any other guests that I'm missing here?
That's it.
We don't do a lot of guests, but when we do have them, it's just a joy to have them on.
Yep.
I remember Chase the Carrot. Do you remember that one?
No, I don't.
That one? Chase the Carrot is...
I remember I hosted it.
You did? Yeah, it's up there. Keep chasing the carrot is all you wrote.
Yeah.
That's not going to help you.
No, it's not going to help me. I remember marketing the title, and it's not at all explicit to what the content was within
no,
it.
No, I don't know what you're thinking about Chase the Carrot. But this is the episode that I showed to Jonathan Cutrell to bring him on the show.
Oh yeah.
This is the episode I showed him to get him on.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. So you got to use the good episodes in your pitches when you're trying to pitch talent to come on. So I showed this one to Jonathan. It's all about like, what do you do with success when you found it?
Oh, that's right.
How do you continue motivated even though, like, for example, your expectation of debt is growing?
That's
how do you stay on top of it and things like that?
I think I
could use a good listen to it right now.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's awesome. Let's talk about what you have in store for this year, what your goals are, if you have any for the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to take a page out of your book and do some more storytelling.
Okay.
Kind of podcast. I funny story. I tried that today. So one of my podcasts that I wanted to do, that I was trying to prepare for, was to talk about jobs and stuff. So I was at lunch with maybe like six other designers today, or no, this is the other day. And I said, "Hey, I'm going to do this podcast. It's about jobs. And I wanted to know, like, if you guys had any like really weird stories about your first jobs or something like that." And
and
we had such a great conversation around table, everybody laughing, and like 20 minutes. It was good content.
Yeah.
And I didn't have my microphone, and I was like, "Great, this is going to be good. Well, I'll definitely bring my microphone tomorrow."
Yeah.
And it'll be awesome. And so today I'm like, "Well, they're all used up, you know, because like they're, you know, they already told their stories. They'd just be reciting. It wouldn't be that, have that candid feel."
Yeah.
So I wanted to like talk to other people, and I went around the office like meeting new people and be like, "Hey, I'm Travis. I do a podcast."
Yeah.
"And let me ask you a question." And, you know, I got a few good stories, but overall, like, it just kind of like most people were just like they were kind of boring people or something. Like, it's hard to be fair. It's hard when somebody introduces themselves and shoves their microphone in your face to come up with something comedy gold or like something heartwarming, you know?
Yeah.
But storytelling is difficult.
It's hard.
It's a lot easier to come and write down principles of like, you know, like here are a few tips of being efficient, you know?
Yeah. Our job. Podcast is topical. Right,
it is right now.
It's topical, and like the goal is like it's hard to elevate it to the point of storytelling, because you're delivering emotions by way of like experiences of other people, and that takes a lot of time.
Well, that's, we have one episode early on where it's called Los Talks About Life and Junk.
Yeah.
Which is very story driven.
Yeah.
And it was an interesting episode as well because I had prepared content for that week.
Yeah, you did.
And it ended up just me talking to you about your life story I mean, although I had a general outline because I've been your friend for a while, I didn't have the details that I was able to extract.
Yeah.
And there's something magical about like sitting down with somebody with a microphone.
Yeah.
You have a very purposeful conversation. Yeah. You have a very meaningful, you know, like you have a goal and outcome, not just like if we were just having dinner, could I really ask you for like 40 minutes about your dad?
Probably not.
You know, like I'm sure like a kid would come in or like we'd, you know, the conversation would change to, you know, something else newsworthy or something. So it's so like a microphone does make you be on topic. And, mm-hmm. and it, that was an interesting, that was a pretty fulfilling episode to me.
Yeah.
So one of the things I do like about our podcast is that we take risks kind of often.
Mm-hmm. We do.
I think we have a high level of trust with each other.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do like an interesting editing thing or like, for example, I've noticed in you're taking the intro, you know, like, Travin Lowe's, and you're like doing like low pass filters on it and stuff like that. I'm like, and just doing different kinds of music in the beginning, and then the story driven episodes that you're doing. So what I want to do is kind of push the envelope further that way.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be the This American Lifestyle.
Yeah.
Although like I love what they do, and I think that if we were closer to it, it would be fine with me.
Yeah.
But like there's a lot of different ways that it can go too, you know? Yeah. So I think that for me, in 2016, what I want to see with Travin Lowe's Late Nights is just to stay gold.
Yeah. Stay gold.
Stay gold. I don't want to, start worrying about views and listens. Like I don't ever log in to look at the listens.
Yeah.
I don't know if you do or not, but
I do more.
I don't ever do it.
Yeah.
And the reason is because I don't care. Yeah. Like if nobody listens and it's just me and you, I love this. I love hanging out with you and talking with you. And again, it's that microphone, that purposeful conversation. It's very fulfilling to me.
Yeah. And one of the things is, the idea of like build it and they will come, right?
Sure.
And the idea is like make something awesome that you enjoy. Uh-huh. And if you enjoy it, it's for a reason. Other people will find enjoyment in it.
People with similar opinions will think it's good too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think we could do a better job with marketing it to those people.
I think so.
We tried a little bit of Facebook. We tried a little bit of, what's that thing?
Periscope.
And that was good. The problem that I had with it is it created more work for us.
Yeah.
And we're both already have a pretty heavy workload.
Expectational debt.
Yeah, it just created more debt. So I think, you know, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like I'm back to the I don't care. I just want to have fun and enjoy my time with my friend.
Yeah.
What about you? What do you want to see for 2016?
For 2016, I want to continue being experimental. And as we iterate and as we're agile with our podcast, right?
Because, yeah.
That we find things that we like that resonate with our audience and we bring those along with us so that a year from now, we'll look back and we'll say, look at these things that we've learned and look how awesome like our episodes are now. Like we found like... I think we found a niche already, but I think our niche will be like become higher quality.
Higher quality?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we walk an interesting line in terms of what our peers are doing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we're the most kind of comfortable and relaxed.
Yeah.
Listening experience in the design space,
right
in the creative space. We definitely walk a line between conversational and presentational.
Yep.
And then adding the ideas of stories in, like we talked about earlier, is something that nobody in our vertical is doing.
No, they're not.
You know, that stuff is mostly entertainment podcasts,
right?
And so having a podcast like ours that is going to be beneficial to your work life and yet it's going to have that emotional punch to it is very unique.
It is unique.
And so I'm really thrilled about the idea of chasing that kind of dragon. But going back to your point about, you know, having that high quality, I think that we tend to walk the line between just we don't care low quality,
yeah,
put it out, it is what it is,
yeah,
and also high quality. Yeah, like we really walk a really strange line.
we do.
Sometimes it's like awesome, and sometimes like it sucks, but we published,
yeah.
That reminds me of something that Jonathan Cutrell said. What did he say about?
We were asking him a question of like, how do you measure success? Like, what are your measures of success?
And right,
he,
right.
He just like gallivantly was just like, did I make something today?
Did I publish it?
Yeah. You know, super simple, like, I was expecting like this, like, well, yeah, my monthly active user base.
You know? Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's yeah. Exactly. Because he has a very successful yeah. podcast in terms of numbers.
Yeah.
But his measure of success was, did I publish or not?
Did I publish or not?
Yeah.
And I loved how like grounded that answer was. And it helped me set my own expectations for like the next 6-7 months.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And not just in podcasting, like in everything.
General, yeah. Yeah.
Like, did you do work?
Yeah, did I show up?
Yeah, I'm just really thrilled with, I think the work that we're putting out is great. I think it's beneficial to the people who listen to it. Mm-hmm. And it shows in their comments, you know, that we've read here, all the way back down to, you know, to March.
We read them every year.
Every year we're going to read your emails. But if you want a more prompt response, you can tweet us at travenlos.com. At Twitter.
At Twitter, at travenlos. And let us know. Be like... I emailed you too, by the way.
I'm not gonna check it. I'll check it next year.
No, I'll check it. If you tweet us, it's out of habit for me to go to another email. I have like 5 emails.
I know, yeah.
If you tweet us, say check your email. I left you a long form. That'd be awesome.
But we also check the store every yep. episode. So yep. if you want to do a long form, leave us a review.
Yeah, you can do that
there
too.
There you go. We do check those, and we read everyone on the air. Anyway, let's close out this podcast by saying thank you for a great year. Last year was awesome, and I think 2016 is going to be muy bueno.
Muy bueno, like the even year.
What?
2016.
You like that year?
It's even.
Oh.
It's a pretty number. 2016.
There you go. Good night.
Good night.